Good morning, everybody. I'm Rick, and I would like to welcome you to the cleanup. So first, just give your body permission to relax. And close your eyes. And just begin a wave of gentle relaxation from the top of your head, slowly moving down. Let your jaw relax and your neck, and just slowly penetrating down through your body. And your shoulders, and your upper arms, all the way to your fingertips. Just feel the relaxation, the letting go. And identifying with the real you, not the limited you. And feel the relaxation moving down through your upper chest, your internal organs, your rib cage, your stomach, down to your hips, your upper legs, and on down to your feet, to the tips of your toes. You have decided to relax. And gently follow your breath. Follow it in on the inhale as your rib cage expands. And follow it on the exhale. Just the focus on the breath will help quiet the mind. And inhale and exhale. And follow it in and follow it out. And to really know something, you have to be that. So just increase your focus here and be the breath as it enters your body, bringing life-giving oxygen. And as it exits your body, and inhale and exhale. Check to see if there's any resistance in your body this morning. Are you resisting anything that your mind has churned up this morning? Something you needed to do at home? Some gotta that you must do for your job or your business? Is there anything somebody said? Anything you feel pressured to do? Are there any expectations that you feel weighing on you? Something that you don't like? Something you are resisting? And we can often feel that in our jaw or our neck or our shoulders, just that contraction, that tightening, that's the opposite of releasing. Tightening has an in, up, and tight feel to it, while releasing has a down, out, and relaxed feel to it. So just get in touch with that resistance. And what's it feel like to resist? We often don't like it, don't want to look at it, don't want to go there, just for now, can you allow the resistance to be just as it is without wanting to change it or control it or fix it? Just experience it just for what it is. It's just a program. It has no consciousness of its own. It's just doing something you told it to do a long time ago to keep all the other programs from escaping. So it tightens up and doesn't let the others leave until you assume the boss's position. So can you let go of separating yourself from resistance? Just allow it to be with you. The real you can't possibly be harmed anyway, so just witness it, allow it, and allow beingness to reclaim it and recycle it. And can you let go of separating yourself from resistance again? And even more. And even more. Can you allow yourself to be one with the resistance? And even more. Could you give that resistance some love and approval? Since love and approval never hurt anything. And when you're willing to step up and be one with anything that you don't like, you find that the truth that lies within you is the only thing that survives. The thought form vanishes. So just find that courageousness to be one with that resistance. Be one with it so it can just dissolve. Can you give it even more love and approval? I love you, resistance. I really love you. I love you if you leave, and I love you if you stay. I love you unconditionally. And this acceptance in unconditional love allows the resistance to soften and begin moving. There's no good energy or bad energy. It's either moving or stuck. So we feel it when it's stuck, and we can let it go. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being no resistance and 10 being the maximum you can imagine, check and see where you are now. If you're not at a 0, could you give the remaining resistance even more love? And more love. Love is the universal solvent. It dissolves anything and allows it to return home to the source. Say yes to the resistance. Surrender to it. Be one with it. It's all the same. The resistance just wants to leave. It wants to leave. And you can allow it to leave by giving it even more love and approval. And can you give it some more love and approval? It doesn't define you. It's just energy wanting to move. Would you rather be resisting, or would you rather be free? Would you rather be open, clear, and quiet? Can you let go of separating yourself from the resistance and the story that it tells and just be one with it? In our book, we have something called the Unstuck Chart Roadmap. It's all about how we get stuck trying to solve a problem. And we start with the problem, and we become unsure, insecure about it. We try to figure it out. We want to know what to do. We want to know what the answer is. We try harder. We disapprove of ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We hold on to the problem. And then we're right back where we started with an invitation to do it all over again. So what's something you've been trying to figure out? Trying to get answers to solutions? Something you don't know? You already know how well that works, figuring it out. You keep asking your mind for answers that it doesn't have. If it knew, just like your laptop, it would give you the answer the first time you asked. So just for now, could you let go of wanting to figure it out? Could you let go even more? Are you willing to try something different? You can always go back to the old familiar pattern, habit of figuring it out, if you really want to. Could you let go of wanting to figure it out even more? Can you just exercise the most powerful thing you own, which is your ability to decide, and make the decision that when you see this behavior, this program starting to run, that you'll just say, no, thank you. I'm going to surrender this to beingness. I'm not going to just do this old program again and again. The mind tries to serve you in its own clumsy way, but eventually tells you to disapprove of yourself when you can't figure it out. Would you rather beat yourself up? Or would you rather be free, all loving and quiet, being open to solutions and open to beingness? So could you let go of disapproving of yourself? Because that doesn't work either. If it worked, it might be worth it, but it doesn't. It drives you deeper into a hole. And the first thing you want to do when you find yourself in a hole is to stop digging. So could you let go of disapproving of yourself? Could you let go of disapproving of yourself some more? And more. And even more. Would you rather be loving? Would you rather keep beating yourself up? Here's another point where your power of decision can really free you, since beating yourself up doesn't give you any answers and it certainly doesn't feel good. So could you let go of disapproving of yourself even more? Could you let go of disapproving of yourself for not knowing the answers? For not being able to fix the problem? For not being good enough? for not being smart enough. None of these are true. But the mind in its frustration just runs through all of this mental confetti and says, try this out, try that out, beat yourself up. Since love is the answer for everything, could you just decide to like yourself a little? For absolutely no reason at all. If you need a reason, could you love yourself just for showing up? For being here at the retreat? For being in courageousness, willing to tackle the mind and all its tricks? Could you just allow it? Could you allow the divine presence to love you just because you exist? You exist because beingness loves you. So could you give yourself more love and approval? Could you give yourself even more love and approval? Could you give yourself even more love and approval? And more love. And more. Could you be really daring and just decide to give yourself unconditional love? What's the alternative? Could you love yourself even more? And could you love yourself even more? And even more. How much love could you give yourself today? And could you give yourself even more than that? And even more. And whatever you're experiencing, could you let that go and allow it to be even more? And even more. And even more. Now let's look at our intentions that we stepped out there boldly and asserted on our first night. Take a look at one of them. I know you have many. When you think about your intentions, what thought or feeling comes up? Usually counter to your intention. If that brings up a wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe, can you welcome up whichever one that is? And can you let go of wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And can you let go some more? And even more. And can you look at another intention? And how is that one going? What thought or feeling surfaces when you think about that one? And does that feeling or thought bring up wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And whatever it is, wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe, can you let that go? And can you let it go some more? So you can have approval, have control, or have safety. And do you feel you have? Or you still want? The only place you can experience wanting is when you identify with the ego or the mind. So can you let go of identifying with the ego? And as Lester said, identify only with beingness. And as you align yourself with beingness, you align yourself with having. Look at your goals. And by now I'm sure you realize that goals are just wants, but they're something you really sense you lack. So can you examine your goals and see if you're wanting them? It sounds like a paradox, but the reason you don't have your goal is because you're wanting it. So can you let go of wanting your goal so you can have it? Can you let go of wanting it some more so you can have your goal? The wanting comes from the mind and the ego, and the very fact that you want it places it just outside of your reach, and that which wants can never have. So can you let go of wanting so you can have? Do you see the genius of Lester focusing us on imperturbability? Because only from that place of no attachments, no aversions, imperturbability, love, joy, all of those mean basically the same. From there, you can have anything. But if you're trying to get it through wanting, coming from the limiting the limiting view of the ego, it's not possible. So can you let go of wanting so you can have? And now see if there's anything that stirs up a lacking safety for you. That feeling that somehow you could possibly be unsafe. Can you allow yourself to identify with the truth of what you are? That infinite, imperturbable being? And see that when you're identified with that, nothing can touch you, nothing can harm you. So can you welcome up any lacking safety feeling? And can you decide to be imperturbable? Step one, I must want imperturbability more than I want approval, want control, or want safety. And step two, I decide to release and be imperturbable. This is very powerful because in deciding, you cut off the alternative. So you decide to be imperturbable and aligned with beingness. And now you're in cap. Now you can release AgFlap. So can you welcome up anything that may be giving you a sense of lacking safety? And can you let go of wanting safety so you can have safety? Can you let go of wanting safety so you can have safety? And which feels better, wanting or having safety? Could you let go of wanting so you can have? Can you let go of wanting safety so you can have safety? Do you feel like you're safe? And if so, can you let that safety expand and continue to expand? This is step six. Can I let go of the way I feel and see if it gets any better? And just allow that to keep expanding throughout your consciousness. And see if there's anything that you want to control. Anything that's not working out the way you wanted it to. Any person that's not meeting your expectations. Any goal that's not coming your way. Can you just make sure you still have step one and two in place? And can you invite up this lacking control feeling? This illusion that somehow you could ever be out of control as divine beingness. Can you let go of wanting control so you can have control? Can you let go of wanting control so you can actually experience control? And which is better, wanting or having control? Could you let go of wanting control so you can have control? And if you feel that you have control, can you let go the way you feel now and allow it to be even better? And can you allow it to expand even more and keep on expanding? There is no top to awareness. There is no ending to infinite. So just allow yourself to be that infinite, eternal being that you are, and let everything that tells you you're not one with beingness fall away. And is there now anything in your world that creates a lacking of approval sense? And if so, welcome that lacking approval up. As Larry says, it's the biggest check you'll ever write, because you're giving away your own power to know that love and approval comes from within you. So can you invite this thought form, this idea, this program up that says in any way you could ever be missing or short on love and approval? And can you open yourself so that the love and approval within you can just shower you with this infinite grace and love? And can you allow that to spill out over everything and everyone in your world? And if you feel a lacking of approval, can you invite that up? And can you let go of wanting approval so you can have approval? Can you let go of wanting approval so you can actually know approval? And which is better, wanting or having approval? And can you let go of wanting so you can have? It's so simple. And if you feel that you have approval, can you allow that approval to expand? And to expand some more. And to keep on expanding with no limits. And now from this high, clear space, bring your attention back to the room. And let's have a wonderful day. Practice being all loving and being in courageousness, acceptance, and peace. And see what incredible progress we make. Thank you.